My loving pastors and families and friends, I thank God for being here. This is a Christmas prayer for the global soldiers, for the S4C global soldiers, for the body of Christ. This is a little prayer to encourage you. We know it's been crazy. 2021 has been off the chain. It's been nuts. But there's one wonderful thing that we're waiting for still in 2021, and that is the rapture of the church. And as bad as things have been, one day all this is going to be over. One day everything will change. One day what we are experiencing here won't mean a thing. It will no longer matter. I know many of us have lost loved ones and friends, and our whole lives have changed, and the enemy has brought out the big guns. But the Bible says greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. So no matter what the enemy does, you still win. No, as long as you are in the race, Pastor Sandy taught us this long ago, as long as you stay in the race, you win. Even if you stumble along the way, even if things don't go the way you think they ought to go, even though unexpected surprises come up, the bottom line is we still win. I read the back of the book. You should try that. We win. The enemy is absolutely, positively defeated. And no matter what he tries to say or do to you or your loved ones or your family, you need to make sure that you are grounded in Christ. You need to make sure that your primary focus is Christ Jesus, our Lord. Because the Bible tells us that I will keep their minds in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Keep your mind on Christ, not on CNN, not Fox, not the New York Times, Christ. That's where your peace is. The Bible says joy. What's it say about joy? The joy of the Lord is your strength. You need to stay grounded and rooted in Christ, because that's where your joy is. That's where your strength. And if you have joy, you have strength. And if you have strength, you can fight. And if you fight with strength in Christ, you win. So all that is to say, no matter what, we win. No matter when the rapture happens, because we know it's going to happen in 2021. 2020. We know it's going to happen in 2020. We know it's going to happen soon. We know that the day is short. We know that the enemy is gearing up. We know that the enemy is trying to do what he can, but he cannot outdo God. And if you are in Christ, he can't outdo you. You might have to bob and weave. You may have to duck, but he's not going to overtake you, because he cannot overtake the church. And if you are on the boat, on the ark, if you are in Christ, you are in the church, and you cannot be overtaken by the enemy, because you are part of the church. And God said that the enemy will not ever overcome the church. Amen. So be encouraged. This is our time. This is an awesome time to be in. This is an amazing time to be in, because now you get to show the Lord how much you love him. You get to show him how much you trust him. You get to show him. It's not that he doesn't know, but you get the opportunity to show him that you are a dedicated soldier in his army, and that no matter what happens, no matter where things go, you know one thing for sure: God cannot lie, and that you have already overcome through Christ. And as Pastor Sandy just said in the message just before this, Pastor Sandy just said, God speaks about this in past tense, as if it's already happened, because from his perspective, it's already happened, because he said, let there be, and it was. When God speaks, when God says something, nobody can stop what God says. And God said, when God speaks about the rapture, he speaks about it. He was speaking about it in Pastor Sandy's dream to Isaiah, I believe, in past tense, as if though it's already happened, because God knows that his word cannot come back void. God knows that when he said it, it's going to happen. And we've been studying for years. God said it. It's going to happen. Amen. So for all the people that have issues with their families and their loved ones, and things aren't quite the way you desire it will be of good cheer, because this battle is all but over. We just have to wait. When God does things, he speaks it from eternity. and it goes into our realm of reality, and we have to get to that point. But it's already there. We just have to get to that point. Amen? So if I could have you to lift your hands up or stretch them out to God, I want to say a prayer for you and your family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for you are worthy of all praises and all righteousness, and we lift you up. We thank you for this humble time to give you praise and to magnify you. We give you praise for the things that you have brought us through, for the messages that you have given us through Pastor Sandy and others. We thank you for an opportunity to show you, I know you already know, but an opportunity to actually show you that we trust you and that we care about what you've said and the things that you have already spoken into existence. We thank you for the opportunity to be with our global family, our global prayer partners, global soldiers in the army of the Lord. We give you praise, and Father, we ask that whatever sins that have come into our atmosphere that are operating in our lifestyle, we ask that you remove it in the name of Jesus and cleanse our hearts and our minds, cleanse our homes, touch our families, those that are lost and they may not even realize that they're lost. Let something happen that will help them to understand that they need Jesus. They need to get on the ark. They need to get on the ark while the door is still open. Touch the hearts and the minds of every person that believes, no matter what they're going through, no matter what they've seen in this crazy year, let them know that you are the only true and living God. And if you have spoken, it is done in the name of Jesus. We just have to get to that point where we can see the reality that you have already spoken. We lift up the members of the body of Christ. We pray their strength and their salvation for their families, for those that are sick, for those that are in need, for those with dead spirits, that you would breathe life back into them and that you would keep us on this day, that we would magnify you and lift you up. And if we don't see each other anymore in the crowd, we will praise you, Father, in the cloud. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each of you. God willing, we'll see you Sunday in the crowd or in the cloud. Amen. The X.